USA Radio News.
The White House is grappling with another gloomy inflation report that threatens both President Biden's sweeping social spending bill and the Democrats' prospects in the midterm elections. Consumer prices increased 7% in December from the same month the previous year, according to the Labor Department. It represents the fastest increase in prices in nearly 40 years. Also from the Capitol, the U.S. House plans to take up and advance a consolidated election and voting rights bill on Thursday to allow the Senate to give it, quote, urgent consideration. This according to Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday evening. Democrats do not have the 60 votes currently needed to advance the legislation and bypass the Senate filibuster. Two Democrats, Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, have broadly said they do not support getting rid of the legislative rule. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Dish and DirecTV are once again talking about a merger.
DirecTV and Dish Network are once again in talks to merge after years of on-again, off-again attempts and multiple concerns from federal antitrust officials. The satellite TV giants attempted a merger nearly two decades ago, but the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department's antitrust division blocked it. However, insiders are optimistic, saying the market strength of both TV providers has waned since it was last discussed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mandate requiring proof of vaccination as well as masks to enter any indoor Washington, D.C. facilities go into effect on Saturday. However, 20 House Republicans have co-sponsored a bill to block that. Representative Matt Gaetz introduced the one-page bill on Wednesday. He said the mask and vaccination order is unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
6 out of 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is in danger of collapse. According to a poll released Wednesday by Quinnipiac University, a majority said they think political instability in the U.S. is a bigger danger than foreign threats. 53% said they expect political divisions in the country to worsen over their lifetime. The data comes during a Biden administration that promised political compromise and healing. NFL ratings are up this year.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the U.S. Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7. Crumbly will be back in court next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.